I turned the rotor, which thrashes the rice, I turned the speed of that way down.
I love riding around with my dad in the harvester each fall. Although I don't do anything in the way of helping out, somehow cruising around with him still makes me feel like I'm a part of what my great-grandfather started so many years ago. But in terms of growing rice in Richville, we're newbies, especially considering the town's deeply rooted rice farming history. Although Richville cannot claim to be home to the region's first commercial rice crop, that designation has gone to Biggs, its southern neighbor, it is considered one of the birthplaces of California rice. Its earliest farming residents arrived as early as 1911. They were mostly of Swedish heritage and came to the town from the Midwest after being hoaxed into buying the land from a group of developers. The developers had changed the then railroad town's name from Selby Switch to Richville in order to promote it as a land of opportunity, land that was rich and fertile and capable of producing an abundance of crops. Longtime Richville resident, rice farmer, and local historian Dennis Lindbergh said that was anything but true.
It was not even good wheat land, if you will, because of the heavy winter. But those stock and clay adobes turned out in the end to be perfect for rice.
So that's what Richville's early settlers grew, rice. And a note here, I'm saying Lindbergh, different from Lundberg, another rice farming family from Richville who are widely known for their organic rice products. Lindbergh, who is now 91, said the first time he farmed rice was with his father in 1937. He was 13.
I got hooked on rice farming then and there. And I just loved to be out there pulling that bundle wagon around up to the harvester.
In Lindbergh's first days of rice farming, many machines were used during harvest. There was a machine that cut and bound the rice. The bundle wagon carried the bound parcels to a stationary harvester that separated the grain from the stalks. The stalks were then shot out of what looked like a type of cannon, while the grain poured out of the harvester and was put into sacks.
I got to see that whole procession come from the bundle wagon days in 100-pound sacks to what you see now in the bulk commodities and semi-loads of rice going in there with 600 hundredweights on them.
These days, not only is a lot more rice harvested, but there are less machines involved in the process. For example, current harvesters actually move across the land. Each one single-handedly does the job of many of those early machines. Another longtime Richville resident and rice farmer, 90-year-old Don Reistrom, said he remembers not only that more machines were needed in the early days, but also more people were needed to run the harvest. Reistrom, whose father and grandfather both were early settlers of Richville, said about 20 people worked with their family each season. Job titles included shockers, who would place the bundles of rice out to dry, spike pitchers, who threw the bundles into the stationary harvester to be thrashed, and then the person who caught the fast-flowing grain.
The rice came out pretty fast. So there was somebody, what they call a jigger. He filled the sacks. When the fifth sack got full, he gave it to one sower. And the next sack got filled. So we had two people sewing sacks, one jigger. So there's five just in that crew.
These days, Reistrom's crew is made up of himself and five family members. That includes his 28-year-old grandson, Peter Reistrom. Sitting next to Peter, Reistrom said he'd never really thought about whether or not his descendants would continue his family's tradition of rice farming. He joked it was because he never had the chance.
I was too busy farming to think about it.
Peter, a fifth-generation farmer, said working next to his grandfather, father, uncle, and cousins has been a wonderful experience. He said growing up, he never thought he wanted to be a rice farmer, but after some soul-searching, he realized fairly quickly that rice farming was what he wanted to do.
It just kind of snuck up on me, and I think I realized a couple years into that just how special it is and how thankful I am for the legacy work and for the work that great-grandpa and grandpa and my dad have put in to create a healthy family farm that we can be a part of.
Last week, the family wrapped up their harvest for the season. It was Reistrom's 70th year driving a harvester. He said next year, though, he's not planning on being behind the harvester's wheel, unless, of course, he needs to.
Somebody gets sick, I'll drive it.
That's what you thought this year. And day one of harvest, Grandpa grabbed his lunch pail and his water bottle and hopped in his truck and drove straight out there.
Oh, no.
And no one was sick, right?
Nobody was sick.
For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.